Medicare is to undergo a major shake-up with every subsidised test, treatment and procedure to be investigated to make sure it's effective and value for money. In a wide-ranging review, the federal government will examine which items should remain on the Medicare benefit schedule and look at new ways to pay GPs caring for patients with chronic conditions. Susan Lee is the Health Minister, and I spoke to her a short time ago. Susan Lee, welcome to the program.
Good to be on your program.
Now, what will this review look like and why do we need it?
The most important difference between this and other reviews is that it will be clinician-led. So it won't be the Department of Health or me as Minister or Members of Parliament saying, everyone, this is what you're going to do. It will be doctors, specialists and patients telling us how to reform and revamp both the MBS and the primary care system so that they deliver better for patients.
So that suggests that it's not working properly at the moment.
There's lots of things that are working well. I mean, we do have a world-class health system, but there are many things that are not. And I travelled the country and talked to doctors, nurses, patients across Australia, and they all said to me, we can find inefficiencies and ineffectiveness in your health system, Minister, and this is where it is. And there were lots of different examples. The key thing is that the MBS, which has some 5,500 items, has only about 10% of them that have ever been reviewed and removed. From time to time, this does happen. Items come off and items go on. But this MBS review will be an industrial strength process, if I can put it like that. And our primary care task force will be looking at better ways to manage chronic disease, which is the principal burden of disease that Australians are facing.
Okay, can you tell us where this area is sluggish or bloated, as you say?
Well, there are interventions that doctors order that are based on the items on the MBS, and it's not that they're necessarily wrong, but they don't reflect current practice. There was a study by the University of Sydney in 2014 that said 30% of patients presenting to their doctor with lower back pain were ordered an X-ray, which was not best clinical practice, even though it might have worked in terms of the MBS items and the process for the GP and the specialists involved. Now, I'm not here saying that doctors are doing the wrong thing. What I'm saying is that the MBS structure can sometimes push a medical intervention in a direction where it doesn't need to go. There were, for example, tests for B12 and folate and vitamin D that were ordered en masse in a country where we have plenty of sunshine and very little vitamin D deficiency and where folate has been added to the flour for years. But there was an MBS item reflecting a remuneration. So I believe the biggest modernisation that needs to happen is because the clinical practices and the equipment and the technology are moving faster than the MBS updates. So where you use scopes to look down people's throats and look at cancers, they weren't done in the same way years ago. They're now much different.
Presumably this is also about saving money, isn't it?
It's about efficiencies, and I make no apology for that. So because it's been presented to me in two ways, inefficiency in the system and better clinical practice, we know it can be a win for governments and a win for patients.
But is it true you've been asked by the ERC to find an extra $3 billion in savings?
The ERC task for ministers doesn't change from budget to budget. This is not about being asked to find savings through this process.
Haven't been tasked with trying to find savings?
This is not a savings exercise, but I expect that savings and efficiencies may well come from it. But I'm not going to predict that because while we start this process, we don't know exactly what our initial scoping of the MBS will determine.
So you don't know how much this will save?
I don't, and it's not a savings exercise.
This has clearly come about, though, because of the frustrations you've had over the Medicare co-payment. This was a path, as I understand it, that was recommended by the Commission of Audit. Why didn't you just do this in the first place?
We were told very clearly that the Medicare co-payment was unacceptable to doctors. I found fairly quickly that it was unacceptable to my colleagues in the Parliament.
You did pursue it for some time, though, before you reached this position. I'm just wondering why you didn't do this in the first place.
That's ancient history. This is the appropriate path to take. This will realise savings for the government if it works well, and regardless of the quantum of savings that it realises or how long that process might take, what this most importantly will do will redesign the MBS to better work in the modern world with patients and with doctors. And that's a really good thing, a necessary thing, and I think something that everyone agrees needs to happen.
Okay, so the Medicare co-payment is history now, is it?
Absolutely history. I haven't heard it mentioned for ages. You've raised it this morning. I can repeat my lines. It's dead.
Doctors, you say, are with you on this, but they also want you to scrap the current freeze on rebates. Why not do that?
The current freeze on rebates is, in my view, reluctantly there. I wish it wasn't, but we have a fiscal responsibility. And as I said to doctors, I'm not able to lift the pause. I'm not calling it a freeze. I'm calling it a pause because ultimately I do want it to be removed. Now, I expect that
will
happen.
But it's unlikely to be removed before the 2018 cutoff date. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't say that at all. I would like it to be removed earlier than that. I'll be working towards removing it earlier than that. And I very much hope that it will be. And one budget, yes, it's here in the upcoming budget, and I've been frank with doctors about that. But I would like to see it go. It, again, freezes what I might call an inefficient Medicare system. What we want to do is redesign that system so that it's structurally efficient and reflects what is the real clinical practice in the modern world, and in fact may well end up remunerating doctors for items where they are under-remunerated at the moment.
Okay, just finally, what's your timetable for this review, and will you put any planned changes to Medicare to voters at the next election?
Professor Bruce Robinson from the University of Sydney is leading this review. There will be expert clinicians and doctors involved. We'll have a chat. I expect that we will scope out what we believe our task is in the next few months, and it will be an ongoing process. This is calling out for new policy and reform, and the sooner we can bring our experts to the table to bear on the changes that we need to make, the better, because the work is sitting there waiting to be done.
Susan Lee, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That's the Federal Health Minister, Susan Lee. The Australian Medical Association has welcomed the review, but President Professor Brian Owler says it can't be an excuse for drawing up a Medicare hit list.
There's no doubt that the government is looking for savings, but as I've said to both the Minister and the Prime Minister, we're not going to participate in a review that simply is about saving money. What we're happy to do is participate as a profession to make sure that we get a schedule that reflects modern medical practice, but it's not going to be a hit list of savings. It's not going to be something that just looks at trying to take money out of the system. We've got some eminent people that are going to be involved in these reviews, and this has to be clinician-led. It has to be based on evidence, and if the review delivers some savings, and there will be some savings I expect that can be found, then we'd be very happy to participate in that, as long as some of those savings are actually reinvested back into healthcare as well.
That's the AMA Federal President, Brian Owler.